This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, June 16th. Well, wheat markets yesterday continued to stretch down as far as the winter wheats go, but Minneapolis was holding steady right at the gap areas from a few weeks ago. In corn and soybeans there too, the markets continued to kind of reach lower. Not a massive washout by any means, but certainly continuing to see some weakness across both of those row crops. A couple things we are looking at. There is some chatter about the renewable fuel standards possibly being lifted for some of the smaller refineries, some similar to what Trump did. My understanding is that that's not really where the Biden administration is, that they're basically willing to listen to what the argument is, but that they're leaning toward not doing that. In fact, that was one of the campaign things he talked about, was not allowing that. So we'll see where that goes, but I think that certainly was some of the pressure in corn. The bigger issue, of course, in corn is weather, and it's been hot and dry. Subsoil moisture is almost non-existent across the northern plains and the northern Midwest. But we have had a fair amount of rain. In fact, over the last 7 to 10 days, almost all of spring wheat and durum country here in the United States and Canada had a pretty good drink. So it's not going to be a drought buster, but it definitely will help the crop, stabilize it, and probably bump it up in condition ratings. In the northern Midwest, a similar story. Not quite as widespread rain, but definitely some decent rains over much of southern Minnesota and into the eastern Dakotas and into Iowa, which is where the dry pocket of the Midwest is. It's a major producing area. It's really struggled since last fall, really, with drought conditions. The rest of the Midwest, if anything, has too much rain. So we are getting more rain across the southern part of the Midwest, the southeast of the United States. Eastern Midwest is plenty wet. So there are pockets that actually could stand to use a little bit more drying. But nevertheless, it's the Iowa, of course, is what we're focused on, and that is a concern. Now we have a tropical system developing, of course, in the Gulf. There is quite a bit of consensus that that is going to move north, and that will bring a fair amount of rain this weekend into those key dry areas of the Midwest. Nothing like a tropical storm to ruin a good weather market. But at least this holds things at bay for now. Egypt canceled the tender yesterday, citing too high of freight rates, basically, but because wheat prices, of course, have come down since their last tender. But freight rates are sky high, and that doesn't look like that's going to change much in the near term. But there were only about 3 cargoes offered out of Russia, so there's not a lot of offers really out there, and I think that too is because of the high freight costs. So bottom line is we're focused mostly on weather when it comes to corn and soybeans, and of course it has a huge impact on wheat. There is some chatter of dry pockets developing in corn country for Russia and Ukraine, but I will say, looking at the maps, Ukraine looks pretty good. They've had system after system move through. Russia has pockets of dry areas. It's mostly around the Volga region and the Siberia region, which is spring wheat country, but also corn country for that Volga region. The southern region of Russia, which is where most of their exportable supplies come from, so far this summer has looked pretty good. They'll have a much better crop if things just continue normal than they did last year. So I think there'll be more available supply to the Russian exporter, but they have an export tax that it's tough to really know what the actual tax will be. So they've been pretty slow as far as putting out FOB offers on some export tenders. I do want to focus more on today's podcast about the technical look here in the markets. We're well aware of what the weather has done. We see what the forecasts are. We know that we're pretty much in the grips of a weather market, and it's that will be the driver. But the technicals are showing us some things too that I think are very important to pay attention to. And this comes down to the sell-off that we've had in corn and soybeans, that they have reached on the front months the downside targets and key support levels. on the deferred months, we haven't quite reached that yet. The September soybeans on the night session, which are lower here, are finally kind of getting into that formation of what the Julys were looking at here over the last several days. So they're kind of balancing out. But July has gone down to the breakout point, a pretty well-defined, very long and narrow trading range that took us from January all the way through mid-April. And we finally broke out of that, and that's what pushed us up into that early May high. But we are back down testing that breakout level, which on the weekly charts also takes us down into that congestion zone and the trading range. It takes us to the top end of that. That's a very important price level, and we are there. So that is the top end of the old trading range that never really got tested, and we never came back to test the breakout. Well, we are there now. So if the market stopped going down here, that would be okay as far from a technical standpoint. We have reached our downside target. We may dig a little deeper, especially with the rains that are forecast this weekend. But again, we're in a zone where we're within 50 cents, I think, of where the downside would be of the bottom of soybeans as far as front month goes. Now, what we are seeing is, especially on the night session here, the front month's basically stabilizing. So we've got the July soybeans down about 9. The back months are down 19. So we're continuing to see erosion on the new crop, whereas the front month old crop is more stable. That's really what the formations kind of needed to see, is to get, we really just want to take out the lows from late May. The September contract is right there. The November contract hasn't quite done it yet, but we're pretty close. In corn, that is starting to evolve as well. It's a different situation in corn, where the old crop is in a very tight supply situation, so that hasn't quite come down to those lows yet, whereas the new crop is showing more weakness than the old crop. So we still have a ways to go as far as testing that breakout level on corn. The new crop would need to get down to around the 575 area. So we still have a ways to go. That's a full dollar. I don't know if we can do that in the corn market, but the soybean market is doing that, and we are at a support level. So that's important to note, that you've got a pretty well balanced ABC type of correction on soybeans, and we are completing that formation, which would suggest that we're going to get that another leg up, and it will come from the lows, I think, that are being formed right now in the soybean market. For corn, that formation isn't quite complete yet. We still would need to see, again, about another dollar lower, which I think is a lot to ask of the corn market, especially if soybeans are already kind of completing that formation. So just putting it out there that the technicals are showing us some pretty important signals here. In wheat, we haven't really tested any major support levels. We're pretty close in Chicago as far as testing the late May lows, and Kansas City is a ways from there. Minneapolis is holding the gap area from late May that propelled us higher, and just a few days later put in that major high, which turned out to be a huge outside day lower, which is still holding, obviously. But we're at that gap area. The market has filled it, and basically we've just gone sideways since. So I think the Minneapolis market's probably going to catch here and probably take another run at the high that was put in early June. So the weather forecast is calling for a return of hot and dry conditions after this tropical system moves through. I don't think that system's going to make it up to the northern plains, but it's probably going to dump a decent amount of rain into the western Midwest and the northern Midwest of Iowa. So that's why I think, the corn market still could have some pullback here. The soybeans could still continue to erode a little bit, especially in those new crop months, and that would probably stabilize wheat or pull wheat lower. But I think ultimately, as you get past this weekend and we stare down the barrel of another high pressure ridge retrograding back into the Midwest and the northern plains, that we'd return to the hot and dry conditions. So what I'm suggesting here is this is a place to start looking at buying wheat. And I know we're headed into the harvest of Kansas. That could be a a drag on the wheat market, but if corn goes higher, wheat's going to go higher as well. For soybeans, again, we're completing that correction formation. We haven't quite done that yet in corn. So there's obviously a mix of technicals here, but wouldn't hurt to start looking at scaling in some soybean call options. And with corn, probably get a position established there with the thought that if corn does take another leg down, you'll be ready for that. Just save some ammo for that. But because soybeans are completing their formation, we want to at least start getting into that market and be prepared for, I think we will get another leg up. I think this weather market is still fully intact. I think the bull market obviously is still fully intact, and we still have one more big leg up to go in this market, and that likely will come during July and during the pollination period. If these forecasts verify, we're going to be running headlong into some serious production problems through the month of July. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.